Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO and founder of S3 Productions, and we are doing the Shop Teacher Coffee Show, the sequel.
Dun, da, da, da.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you're here.
Talk for a minute. I got to go.
Okay. So what Dale and I did was we reviewed 100% Colombian coffee from Sprouts, and we enjoyed it so much we decided to invite a few of our friends along and tell us what they think. So with us today, we have, first of all, the one and only goddess of Montebello High School, Marianne Richmond. Say hello, Marianne.
How are we supposed to say Montebello High School?
Go ahead.
Good afternoon. It's very nice to be invited to this wonderful event, and I am very proud to be considered part of this group.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And also,
can't hear it. By the way, I had to take a quick break. We now have Peggy Lee in the background singing, guess what, you ask?
What?
Black coffee.
Woo!
Now, how's that for timing?
That's just impeccable.
All right. So, yes. I'm sorry. Where did we leave off?
Well, I just introduced Marianne, and I was about to introduce Scotty.
Scott is sort of our groupie, stagehand, friend.
All the above.
All the above.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Cleans up after us.
He's a good man.
Good man. So here's what we did. Last time I brewed Sprouts 100% Colombian coffee.
100% Colombian coffee.
I've been told several times that my coffee borders somewhere between paint thinner and battery acid.
Yes.
Right? So we decided that we would do this show again, only this time Mr. A, the big kahuna, would brew the coffee.
And I did.
And he did. So with that, tell us what Magic Touch you did.
Well, the trick was to actually make enough and time it so that I can get the coffee pot out from the brew, pour it into the carafe, which I now have said wonderful carafe over here.
Which you did, which I spilled all over the floor.
That's all right. That's add character to the classroom.
Stuff we'll have to clean up.
No.
And then I added more. So we are drinking a moderate blend of 100% Colombian coffee from Sprouts.
Yes, this is a moderate strength of 100% Colombian coffee.
Okay. From Sprouts.
Yes, absolutely.
Sprouts. What we've done this time is we've actually have a professional photographer. I'd like to thank in advance DR Photography Services.
Way to go, DR. Thank you for sending your top-notch guy here today.
We have a student of YouTube and podcasting. Mr. Floor is here, who would like to get into this sort of field. So he's sort of observing.
So he is an apprentice.
Apprentice.
Okay.
And
welcome.
We also have Mr. Lopez, who's here because he heard there was caffeine and donuts, and he just was foaming at the mouth and just couldn't resist that whole process.
Okay. Now, I need to actually do this because Mr. Lopez and I do have a history.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready? Waza!
Remember,
all right, thank you.
You heard here first, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Okay.
So what may happen here is I have to say this in advance. We may branch out into a YouTube video of us having our third or fourth coffee show.
Yes, absolutely.
So as we should.
Should we be so inclined.
So I think what we need to do, because we had this last time.
We did.
Which was very good.
It was very good, actually.
But Marianne wasn't here.
She wasn't.
So I think she should give us her opening thoughts about Sprouts 100%. I like your cup, by the way. That isn't really.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you would like this cup.
Tell everybody about your cup and then how you react to this coffee.
Well, I, just like Mr. Hahn, brew coffee that would peel paint from the walls. So for me, this is a lovely blend. A good taste, but it's not quite so strong as I would have made it. My personal touch is one tablespoon full of coffee for every 1 8-ounce cup of water I use. Mm. So do I measure it? No, but that's my measurement. I think it's delightful. I have always been a believer that it doesn't necessarily matter the price of the pound of coffee. It's the quality of the coffee. And Sprouts has a very good coffee. There are a couple I recommend, like the one I get you for Christmas every year. Bustos, right?
Something like, but the point is, yeah. I think we ought to do a show on Busto coffee.
Well, I think so, too, considering it's $2.99.
Yeah, I definitely think we ought to do a show on
I think so, too. Busto coffee. $2.99 for the espresso roast,
okay.
And the espresso grind, which happens to be my personal favorite.
I think we ought, there's our show number three.
But as for Colombian coffee, this is pretty darn good. And I commend your brewing style, John.
Well, thank you. I'm not trying to boast, but I am, in fact, 50% Colombian. So I have a, shall I say, I'm a very good judge of Colombian coffee, and this Colombian coffee is very good. It's very good, ladies and gentlemen.
How much was it? How much was the pound of coffee?
As I recall, it was $5.99 a pound.
That's in comparison to, let's say, the brand of coffee that we know and love because we see it on every corner, which is like, what, $10.99 for the 10-ounce package?
That's
and
true.
If you're lucky, $7.99 if you can get it at Target and get it on sale. I think this is a really, really good comparison.
Well, you have to, I'm in the interest of disclosure. My favorite brand of coffee happens to be whatever happens to be on sale at the time I'm looking for it. When I went to Sprouts, they had a second brand there, and I don't remember it, but it was $7.99 a pound. And I thought, well, I've never done this show. I'm going to stick with $5.99 a pound.
Sounds good to me.
Now,
for those of you who could not see, I just spoke into my coffee cup.
I do that quite frequently. Matter of fact, speaking of which, we are here for a second reason. We are here to celebrate my 600th. This is my 600th podcast.
Woo! Yeah.
And so, in addition to having coffee, we have donuts.
But of course.
And chocolate chip cookies.
But of course.
Now, please don't anybody tell Kaiser that we're doing this right now because I've been banned from all this stuff for like the rest of my life.
Me too.
So you're not listening to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not try this at home unless you watch this program or hear this program first.
Yes.
Because we will make sure that you don't do anything to cause extreme harm or duress. So please listen to the show before you go out and do this. After that, get all the coffee you want to. It's cool.
Yeah. We are professionals, by the way.
We are professionals.
So
we don't tell you what we are professionals of, but we are professionals.
Let's not go there.
Don't try this at home. We are. But you're talking about measuring. Mine is, this looks good enough.
If I still see any of the white filter, there's not enough. That's my kind of.
Yeah, if I can see the bottom of my cup, I have to brew it the second time because it's not.
There you go. Yeah.
Or as they used to say in the Navy, if my spoon floats, it's about
there
right.
There you go.
All right.
Well, my spoon can usually stand straight up. If you can't, then there's something
there you
wrong
go.
There.
So
here we are, and always have to give a plug for the fact that what brought us all together is the fact that we all have a military history of some type or another.
Yes.
Marianne is married to?
Marine Corps veteran,
yes. Hua. And then, of course, we have Dale, who is?
Retired Navy.
Hua.
Scott is also?
I'm retired. Well, I only did 2 years, but my 2 years was in Vietnam from 68.
Yeah, that was your 2 years was more than my seven times two. So you actually did something for this country, and we serve you and thank you for your service, sir. Very much so.
So now that we've done show number two, do you notice the difference between the way I do it and the way you brew it? Be honest, I can handle it.
Well,
I have broad shoulders.
I think mine's a little bit more mellow. I agree with Marianne; it's probably not as strong as it could be, but. You know, I wasn't sure with all the different tastes we had today. I kind of went for middle of the road. I actually would like it a little stronger myself, if you want the truth. But I went for middle of the road, just
okay.
to, you know.
It works for me.
Is it my turn next week?
I think so. Yeah. There you have it, folks. You heard it first right here.
On Shop Teachers Do
That's
Coffee.
That's right. Marianne has volunteered to be the next brewer.
Of coffee.
Of coffee for our show.
Now, here's the question. You got a coffee pot in your facility?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what else do we need?
What else do we
We're good to go.
Good to go.
Roger
I think
that.
So. Are you going to surprise us with the brand, or are you going to do your Busto brand?
That's all I buy. And of course, unless I go to Stater Brothers and get something for $2.99.
Well,
I love Stater Brothers, actually.
I do, too. Yeah. Matter of fact, this morning, my pot was Stater Brothers French roast at $2.99 because I was trying to. And I also have to confess that when I bought donuts, which we have more than enough of, I also had a cup of coffee at the donut place.
Well, thank you for your confession.
But, ladies and gentlemen, do not tell Kaiser this. Or my,
they shall never know.
Technical cups or coffee cups?
Your gizzard.
Okay. So this last portion, you didn't hear it.
Yeah, you didn't
never
hear
said.
This.
So there, we're done with that.
So, with that, any last thoughts, Mr. A?
Yes.
Of course, I won't sleep for the next 2 days.
But. That's quite all right. God's gift has been Harley Davidson and coffee beans to this world, especially this country. That's what I say. Plus, our veterans. If you're a veteran, hua hua. If you put on the uniform, go to work every day or whatever, even if you're a reservist. Reservists are very important. I was a reservist for 7 years. So I appreciate everybody out there in podcast land listening to us.
I think you ought to say something in Spanish to our Spanish speakers, because I know speaking Spanish about possibly.
I would also like to thank our men in blue for their service every day in our community, for upholding the law and being a part of the solution.
That's right.
I truly appreciate everything that they do.
Cops' lives matter. Big time.
Cops' lives matter.
Big time.
All lives matter.
Yes, they do.
And
all lives matter.
As I hear all this screaming of anti-police rhetoric, I look at the police department and the dignity with which they have shouldered all of the criticism, and I applaud the police department in every city, every state, every country. You go, guys. Thank you very much for your service.
So, excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
I do have a worldwide audience, so if you'd like to say something in Spanish, invite the listeners down south, maybe, or...
Well, that's fine. Down south, or
if they have
in Europe, or wherever.
In fact, I have a lady in Lima, Peru, who mentioned my show.
Buenas tardes, señora. Okay, well, I will do my best. I usually like to practice before I do this. I'm kind of put on the spot here, but that's okay. I'm an improv king, so.
Deep breath.
Okay.
Take a swig.
Okay, got to take a swig first. Give me the energy. Here we go. Oh, delicioso. Buenvenidos todos que están oyendo este programa. Nosotros estamos tomando café. The Sprouts. Sprouts is el nombre del café. Y tenemos un show aquí que si quiere, manden nosotros café y nosotros pruébelo y hablamos de lo.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hongen, CEO, founder here of S3 Productions on Blog Talk Radio. And I apologize profusely for the technical difficulties. Somehow the machine turned itself off just after John finished his Spanish-speaking introduction. Basically what he said was, if you're down in Latin American countries and want to talk coffee with us, we're more than happy to do that. Anyway, my name is Kurt Hahn. I'm at oscssw@juno.com. oscssw@juno.com. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, dedications, recommendations, or whatever, we're doing this strictly for fun. This was the second of our Shop Teachers Do Coffee show. My guests were Mr. A, John A., from Big Kahuna Productions, and Marianne Richmond, a profound leader in education, joining us here at S3 Studios in beautiful downtown Montebello. And our goal is to have fun, just to have some fun and talk coffee. Next week, or next time we do it, Marianne will bring in her favorite brand of coffee, which I cannot pronounce off the top of my head, but it's very, very good.
And I open this up for anybody who's everybody who would like to share. Again, we're just having some fun because that's what keeps this life interesting. If you have any questions or anything, you can always reach me at Kurt Hahn at oscssw@juno.com. With that, thank you so much. Goodbye.